Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch system they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Think NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to play.
Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other.
Today,
just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here. Just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's a popular guest. He's Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's back in studio with us from Colorado visiting. We really are glad he's here with us. He did an hour and a half with us a month ago, and people really loved it. It informed a lot of people. And he has been studying things for a long time. He's got multiple PhDs dealing with the economy and the public policy and administration, focusing on money economics, and his second PhD in theology. You can go to his website, kepm.com/gold. He's also a gold and silver broker that has got some of the best deals out there on straight up bullion, which I've always said is the way to go, but this show today, I'd say, is 10% pitch to buy gold and silver. He's a great sponsor, but 90% just about informing people, and it's a no-brainer that everybody should get into gold and silver. But you haven't heard a gold or silver sponsor here in 10 years because I've been able to find one that doesn't gouge people. And when Ted Anderson shut down his company, the owner of the Genesis Network that I first got syndicated by 27 years ago, he's a great guy. When he, because of divorce and all the things he's been through, he's a great guy. When he retired, I went out and tried to find good companies and just could not find them. So it hasn't been here. Plus, gold was down then. But the last few years, I was really looking for a sponsor. And we got a few for a little bit. And they promised to pitch bullion first. And if somebody wanted a numismatic, I wanted good deals on those. And they wouldn't do it. Because I would call up later like I was a customer the first time they came on just to double check. I'd say, sorry, we're not taking your money. We're not doing it. 4.9-star reviews out there on Google. Great guy. And also a lot of other major advice. And the key is they can sell it or buy it really, really quick. So this is a one-shop shop. He didn't come on about this. And he didn't. The first few times he would come on, wouldn't even plug his company. But I went balls out, you know, when he was on last time. I want to support what he's doing. And he got a huge response. And folks are smart to do that. But we only have like 50 minutes of airtime now. Show you, look at the damn overhead shot. Look at the preparation the doctor sent us of the economy, the charts, the facts. I mean, this is like a 3-hour overhead shot, guys. This is like a 3-hour presentation right here. So we'll probably do another special report soon here because I read over this. It's amazing information. But it's great to have you back. Overall, gold and silver, you know, still up, down a little today, but the trend's going straight up. Huge developments around the world. Doc, great to have you back. Let's plunge into it.
Yeah, it's so great to be back. And, you know, since the last time I was here, we have had major disruptions in the banking world, Alex. When you look at why things happen, there's always a reason why banks fail. There's a reason why stocks go up, stocks go down, bonds go up, bonds go down, gold or silver go up or down, right? There's always a reason. As an economist, that's what I look at. So we've had, over the last 3 weeks, major disturbances in the banking world, right? We've seen stocks of things like Comerica Bank, PacWest Bank, New York Community Bank, and even Schwab just start to hit the skids.
By the way, when you first came on months ago, you predicted this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because the writing was on the wall then, and banking failure 2.0 was coming. Well, I think it starts on, and I'm never a guy that says dates because, yeah, I'm not God, I don't control the markets, but March 11th, which is just right around the corner, is when the bank temp funding program sunsets. Now, what's the bank temp funding program? Remember after 2009, you had the stupid TARP bill? Just massive expenditures. It was the emergency funding to bail out the economy. This bank temp funding program is the equivalent of TARP, but just to the banking world. So after Silicon Valley went down, you know, a year and a half ago, and you had the five other banks, you had Signature Bank, you had Credit Suisse, you had First Republic, and you had all those Silvergate, they came up with the Fed emergency funding to inject capital into these failing banks to stop bank runs. And it worked, but people were basically applauding them, saying, look, whatever policies you guys used, you stopped the bank runs and the banking system is safe again.
But they just kicked the can.
They hit it. They put this Band-Aid on, but they never actually healed the wound. Because what is the wound in the banking system? It's quite honestly, it's Bidenomics is what it is. When you've got wages that are coming down, when you've got unemployment that's rising, when you've got inflationary pressures that are caused by unrelenting printing of money, raising the cost of borrowing, raising rates to slow down inflation, all of that's the kiss of death to an economy. So what happens in people's lives, Alex, when you've got all of that coming down? Their wages are coming down, people are unemployed, costs are going up, and the cost of borrowing is going up.
Record private debt.
Massive amounts of record private debt. What do people do? They start to withdraw funds from the banks. So they've got more withdrawals than they have funding, you know, deposits going into a bank. Simply put, that's why banks fail. So even, you know, a few months ago when we started talking about this, I predicted bank failures 2.0 is coming because you've got more withdrawals and you've got deposits. And what banks invest in are the same things that you and I invest in. They just do it on a larger scale. They invest in stocks, bonds, companies, real estate, whatever. So they've got malinvestment and more withdrawals and deposits. So, of course, I'm going to say banking failures are coming. But here's the big, huge problem that's happened within the last few weeks. The end of January, the Fed met, and they basically sunset this emergency funding provision. March 11th, there is no more emergency funding for the banks. Okay. There's a huge problem that's coupled with that, and that is Basel III. The Basel III International Accords, which we've actually talked about before, but what is that? So if you take a little bit of a step back in history, during the height of COVID, March of 2020, Regulation D, the Federal Reserve, they changed the reserve requirements to zero on banks. Well, what does that mean? If you deposit $100 and the reserve requirement zero, the bank can lend out $100. They don't have to have anything withheld. They don't have to hold anything back. So these bankers are just sitting out there praying that not everybody's going to want to take withdrawals out at the same time, right? Checks at the same time because they don't have it, right? This is the nature of fractional reserve banking. We just never thought that during the height of COVID, it wouldn't be fractional reserve. It would be no reserve banking, right? And so that's why you started to have bank failures. So 0% reserve requirement does what? It stimulates the economy because the banks should supposedly lend out everything, get money out there into the hands of the people, and when they do that, they'll spend, and that should grow the economy. Well, it caused bank runs because of Bidenomics, and people aren't working, and people are losing their jobs, and their wages are coming down, and this is a problem.
69% of people are in deep credit card debt and are living paycheck to paycheck. If you look at the creation of money, what Biden's created now, almost as much in 3 years as was ever created in the history of the country.
Yes.
I mean, it goes straight up.
It absolutely.
And then it causes inflation, so they raise interest rates on top of it. It's like those cartoons with Tom and Jerry where the cat has like 100 plates and stuff in his hands. He can't hold it forever.
Yeah.
And we're really close now where it's going to come down.
Well, it is. I mean, when you look from 1776 until 1980, when Reagan became president, that's 204 years. Our national debt in 1980 was about $980 billion, almost a trillion. Just last year alone, Biden added $2.5 trillion to our national debt in 1 year. That took us 204 years to basically get a trillion. He added $2.5 trillion in 1 year.
Now it's at 30 plus.
Now it's at 30, almost $35 trillion. I mean, it's through the roof.
Like 34 a month ago. It's like, now it's...
Yeah. So get a load of how bad it is and that they're spending like drunken sailors. 204 years it took them to accumulate almost $1 trillion worth of debt. The interest-only payments on our debt, as of now, are $1 trillion a year. Just the interest payments. Let alone the funding of our country, you know, we keep raising the debt ceiling, the Department of Education, infrastructure, Department of Defense, everything.
And you only get one page of your report. So it's what's going to skip to the end, tell us what's going to happen, then walk through the technicals.
Okay. So what's going to happen here? Basel III, they just met a few weeks ago, and basically they're changing the reserve requirement to 20%. 20. So at 20%, that means banks that are used to zero, if you're a $1 billion bank, you've got to come up with $200 million in reserves. Where are they going to get that?
So they ran the banks out of reserves and now are demanding a reserve. Looks now like they're trying to pull the carpet out.
They're trying to pull the carpet.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bank digital currency, you're getting out of the digital system. You're getting out of something that's paper that can be manipulated into something that's real. Something.
What do you recommend tangible. To somebody? Like, do a mix of physical holding, but also the...
It depends on the person, Alex. Some people have income needs. Some people have growth needs. Some people are close to retirement. Some are young. For me, I'm in silver.
Right? Well, I have a clip I sent you. I don't want to bore people, but maybe we'll play it. They're asking Larry Fink about Bitcoin. He's like admitting, oh, it's real. It's, you know, we're investing in it. We want to service people. Okay, great. But he goes, but forget Bitcoin. It's all about gold.
Yeah.
I mean, they know that.
Yeah. So
Larry Fink, that's the head of the whole enchilada.
Larry Fink, head of BlackRock, right? So basically saying, yeah, we're basically behind Bitcoin because we want to have a Bitcoin ETF, right? And so, but yet in that same clip, he says, but gold is real money. I mean, that's the paraphrase.
By the way, guys, I sent you that clip. Do we have that? I sent it after the show started. Okay, I sent it to you.
I mean, that's an amazing clip, Alex, because he talks about real money. He talks about what's tangible, what's real, what's going to grow, what people should feel safe having. And it's like, wow, this is from the guy who's actually causing the collapse and things. But you know what? When he says that, he's doing the exact same things that central banks are doing. You know, I've gotten some articles in here about how central banks, the new debt ceiling, the de-dollarization of gold, central banks are buying gold by the thousands of tons.
By the way, since we mentioned the Larry Fink thing out of BlackRock, let's go ahead and have him talk about what he thinks the future is. Here it is.
I believe it goes up as if the world is more frightened, if people have fearful of geopolitical risk, they're fearful of their own risk. It's no different than what gold represented over thousands of years. It is a asset class that protects you.
Right.
And unlike gold, where we manufacture new gold, we're almost at the ceiling of the amount of Bitcoin that'd be created.
When you hear somebody like Kathy Wood,
yes,
who's on our broadcast yesterday, say that her base case is that this turns into a $600,000 a Bitcoin valuation base case, and a million plus in a super optimistic case. Are you anywhere in her realm?
I haven't thought about it. To me, that what we are trying to do is offer an instrument that can store well. I think if it gets that even close to that high, gold will represent even a bigger value. And let's be clear: if you think it's digital gold, there's going to be a reference point between gold and Bitcoin.
And by the way, I never take anything Larry Fink says, except he's actually very honest. We're going to make you eat bugs. We're going to run your life with ESGs. He's actually very honest. I'm not saying I just take whatever he says, but and there he is saying, look, it's gold. I mean, and meanwhile, don't believe him. The elites are buying it up.
The elites are buying it up. Central banks are buying it up to the tune of thousands of tons. China has probably 5,000 metric tons of gold. The European Central Bank has about 10,500. The Fed has 8,500 tons. Russia has 1,000 tons. We're talking about not ounces or pounds, but tons and thousands of tons, right? So when you look at that, Alex, it's like, don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. You've been talking about this stuff for decades, right? It's like,
well, in the past, they demonized it. Now they're admitting gold's going to.
Right.
I don't think they can suppress it anymore with negative shorting.
Yeah, I don't think they can. It's like the game is over, and they know that they're at that point of critical mass. And this is why I think they want banks to fail so they can usher in a new system, right?
They've said that. We're going to use a crisis. Schwab has said a crisis is coming, and we'll bring in the ESG, bring in the social credit score, bring it in. We're here.
Yeah. And the actions that they're talking about, like the U.S. Congress, there's this memorandum from the U.S. House, talks about Basel III, and it talks about the 20% reserve requirement. The end result of that is people are going to think this is really good. right, this is going to, we're going to stave off another banking crisis by having enough capital and reserves that banks aren't going to fail. But what that does when banks didn't have it and they have to come up with it, they're going to fail. And they're going to be bought out by other banks. So here's the problem. So back in Silicon Valley days, when those banks failed, who bought Signature Bank, one of the banks that failed? New York Community Bank. New York Community Bank now in January lost $7 billion in market cap. They're going to get a 70% dividend cut. So, but why? Why are they failing and why are they going to probably go into FDIC receivership? Because imagine, Alex, if you have two glasses of water here on your desk. One of them is a bunch of fresh water that you're drinking out of. The other one is a glass full of poison.
Contaminated.
Yeah. If you just put a few drops of that poison in the fresh water, it contaminates everything. See, you can have a safe bank that buys toxic assets of another bank, and it makes the entire balance sheet of the new entity toxic.
It's very clear. The Rothschilds, the globalists, are running down the West to collapse it. They think they'll be in control and buy up even more control like Rothschild did in 1815.
Yeah. I mean, and these globalists, Alex, they don't care about health. They don't care, I mean, or else why would they have vaccines, right? They don't care about your finances. They don't care about, they don't want to fix the system.
They care about power.
They care about power, and they care about war. And this goes back to, like, the Rothschilds funding both sides of the Napoleonic Wars, right? It's like, they all they care about is war. War here, war there. And when people are operating out of a state of fear because of war, because their banks are failing, their money's going to run out, because they're afraid of their health, because they're afraid of all this stuff, they're going to start giving away their freedoms, Alex. This is human nature, and they don't care about anything except themselves, except their money, except how much power they're going to get. And all of this fear that's permeating our country and the globe, whether it's a new health scare of some kind of disease X or a pandemic, whether it's banks failing, which are going to continue to fail, and there's going to be consolidation that gives them more control. I mean, you look at all of us, or whether it's Russia and Ukraine.
Dr. Elliot, what do you think the time frame is? I know you don't want to put numbers on it, but you were here 3 months ago and you said more banks are going to start failing and it's starting to happen. What's the time frame here?
I think before November for sure, but I think after March 11th.
Well, that's what Trump said. He goes, I hope it crashes before I get in. He knows it's coming.
Yeah.
Guys, pull that up. They attacked him. Trump hopes it crashes before he gets in. Then they said, oh, he wants it to crash. No, he can see the writing on the wall. He says, I hope it crashes before I get in so I don't get blamed and I can fix it. He's just being straight up with people.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I think that's probably the end of the envelope. The beginning, March 11th of this year, when emergency funding stops for banks.
So March 11th, you think we enter danger zone?
Yeah, I'm not saying that banks are all going to start failing on March 11th, but what I am saying, that's when emergency funding ends, and so therefore, after that point...
And they have new rules, they got to have more reserves.
More reserves.
They're right there with the policy. Drain them of reserves, then with policy, and then make them have reserves.
Yeah. So what does that mean? It means late spring, early summer, or all summer, early fall, things are going to start to happening, and just before an election. This is where
it gets... You can see it. Raise the interest rates, squeeze, get everybody right to the edge of bankruptcy, and then wait and push it right up to before the election.
Right up before the election. And this is a monumental year globally for elections. It's not just America that's having an election. 60% of the world is going to the polls this year. And to do what? To vote in a new government. That's what you do during elections.
Kurt, stay there. Let's explain this when we come back. There's no doubt you're wrong. The question is, how bad will it be? I mean, folks, we just want to be tomorrow's news today. Yeah, it's scary news, but at least you know before anybody else.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. use. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Any month, any day now, and we're just here covering the facts with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Continuing here, people need to get ready. They need to get prepared. I know you're getting all the technicals and, you know, Kirk, all the substrata of it, and you can continue with that, but at the same time, you should also talk about your company some.
Well, you know, everything that we're talking about, economic meltdown, banking failures, there's... The reason why we bring that up is to provide people with a solution and hope, right? Because too many times when people call, it's like, oh, I'm so gripped with fear, I don't know what to do. But this is where precious metals in times like this offer a solution. And it can bring peace in the midst of the storm. And it can bring not just peace, but prosperity, right? And when you look at what silver has done, for example, since the year 2000... You know, when we started to really see inflationary pressures hitting, silver was less than $5 an ounce. Today it's over 23. I mean, that's up in like 6-8 fold increase during that time frame. But we're up about 100% over the last 3.5 years. This is a great investment, but don't look at it as just a great investment. Look at it as a way to maintain and protect your financial privacy and your freedom. In a world where Big Brother is just, you know, getting huge and you want to have spyware on your bank accounts and ideologically based spending with central bank digital currency and all of that stuff, when you have something that's private, something that's not a digital entry, something that's not a piece of paper that you can take delivery of or store, A, you could use it for barter if you need to. B, when you are of retirement age and you need to start taking required minimum distributions out of your IRAs, you can take physical delivery of the silver or gold that's in your IRA. Because most of my clients right now they don't want to take it. They want to keep it growing and keep it, but you don't have to sell it. Just take distribution of it out of your IRA. The same stuff that's stored, you can take delivery of. So when you're looking at that, you know what we've done, Alex, is we are beating them at their own game. When central banks are buying gold, we're not going to ever buy it by the thousands of tons or even by the hundreds of tons because we don't have trillions of dollars. But we can certainly buy it by the ounce. And we can do the same exact thing that they're doing.
Because don't they buy it at the same price?
Yeah, spot price is spot price all over the world. I mean, that's everything that's based on now. Dealers are going to take spot price. They're going to actually buy the metals from the depositories. That's the wholesale price. And then they're going to tack on whatever their sales charges are. This is a word of warning to everybody. Not all dealers are created equal, right? Some of them are going to have massive sales charges when you buy, when you sell, and they're going to sell you things that are high premium collectible garbage that will never do any good for you.
But with you guys, there's a one-time fee that all the service and all the advice comes with it.
Yeah, it's 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate, 0% ongoing. I don't care if you have an account with us for 30 years. You know, I've got clients, Alex, that have been with me for well over 20 years, and we keep managing, you know, helping them, guiding them, and buying and selling, letting them know when it's time to get out of silver, go into gold, get out of gold, go back into silver.
All folks need to know is, and the listeners know, there haven't been a gold sponsor in 10 years. We've had probably 50 offers. They weren't good. When you said they're not all created equal, gold and silver are great. The problem is the people involved in it.
Yeah, that's 100% accurate. And not only is it the people involved with their, you know, unethical sales practices or high premiums or high commissions or unsuitable coins or whatever they're selling, the gold and silver, not all gold and silver are created equal. I mean, you've got different rarities and scarcities and sizes and countries of origin and things of that nature.
It's like, and maybe if you buy some fancy coin, maybe somebody else will buy it for more. The point is, if it's bullion, if sold at spot, you know you're going to get it.
Yes. It's the difference between an investment and a collectible. You know, if you're a coin collector, like you would be a stamp collector or, you know, card collector or whatever, those are perfectly fine. If you're an investor, I'm telling you, you should have no business in operating in those markets because they're high premium, high collectible things. You have to make a market to sell them, meaning some guy's got to get on the phone or some gal, you know, try to pitch somebody on it and hopefully find a buyer. Where bullion is bullion, it's a global commodity. It's used for manufacturing.
Let's quantify that. Let's say you want to leave the United States and go to New Zealand, and all you've got is a $10 million Rembrandt, and it's a print, and you have the certification, you know it's real. When you go to New Zealand, the dealer's going to probably make you sell it for a third of what it's worth. And maybe that's fine. But then you get into these coins and stamps and things, it's even harder.
It becomes very difficult. See, a lot of the rare coins that are out there that people would pitch, they hear on TV or on podcasts or whatever, they're only marketed by that company that sells them. So there's not an overall market for them. If that company fails or goes out of business, you're stuck with this stuff, and you're going to have to sell it back to a depository for melt price, or basically spot price, or worse. So you never want to do something like that. Even if we were no longer around, right, which you've been around for decades, right? We're not going anywhere. But even if we weren't, and you had bullion, you could sell it to anybody.
But even if there's a collapse of civilization, people are going to go away from the digital, and it's going to go all go to barter.
Yes.
What trade do you have? What service do you have? What food do you have? What gold do you have? What guns do you have? What, let's be honest, we're going to collapse. What liquor or tobacco do you have?
Right.
I mean, if I was really ready for a collapse, I would, which I need to get ready for, I'm not. I mean, I've been so busy fighting, you know, basically all offense, no defense. I would just be in gold and silver and guns and ammo and liquor and cigarettes.
I mean, all of those are barter items. Yes.
All of those medicine doesn't last on the shelf. Gold or silver does.
That's true. And, you know,
you're bullish on silver.
I'm very bullish on silver because of where the price is. Here's the thing, and here's the strategy that I've used for decades, is where is silver compared to gold, right? Because it's not overvalued. It's undervalued. How do I know?
So gold's the benchmark, and for its real price, if it's not equal to what it's supposed to be, you know it's undervalued.
Yes. So you look at historically, the average ratio between gold and silver is 20 to 1. It takes 20 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Today, it's close to 90 to 1, which tells us either gold is overvalued or silver is undervalued. Right. So is gold overvalued? No, because the things that cause gold to go up are unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, geopolitical conflict. We have all of that. So gold's going to continue to go up. So then the second part of that is true, is silver is going to catch up. It's going to outperform, and it will act as a multiplier almost on that. And so over time, as silver outperforms, here's a really amazing strategy, Alex, that I've done numerous times for clients over the years.
No, but I get it. It's still way undervalued for what it should be. That's why, even though it's up because of inflation, it's probably, in its probability, going to be what performs the best in the short, mid, and long term because it's so undervalued.
Yeah. And when it does, we'll sell it. We'll sell our silver if it triples the rate of growth of gold. Take those profits, go into gold. And what did I just do? I got you three times as many ounces of gold then as what I could have purchased for you today.
So you're predicting, and the evidence is overwhelmingly obvious, way more movement in silver than gold.
Yes, sir.
More movement upwards.
Yes, for numerous reasons. And this is where you can use the globalist agenda against them and take advantage of it, because every policy that they have, whether it's...
By the way, you'd make more money just selling gold. I love the fact, that's my personal opinion. I think it's pretty, I'm not that smart, but it's pretty obvious. Silver's the way to go right now. I love the fact you're pitching silver because you make less money on that.
Well, yeah, we just want bullion. I mean, we want to minimize your cost, maximize your ounces. That's one of the keys.
And you want results for the customers.
Absolutely, because I want a lifetime relationship with our clients. And so when you treat them well, like family, they don't overcharge for things, and you have a strategy where you take care of them, hold their hand through the economy, so when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, get out of Dodge, do whatever needs to be done, we will always let you know. See, silver, it's used for manufacturing. So every one of these stupid globalist plans, whether it's, you know, electric vehicles or fuel cell technology,
robots,
or solar electronics, they all use silver. So here's the thing. It's like, I don't necessarily buy into their agenda, but everything that they need to get their agenda accomplished, we actually take advantage of it. But here's where we have a double.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Silver. So if you say, well, Kirk, I want to be just like you, it's like, great, that's the right thing to do because everything else is collapsing and falling apart. But people need to answer this question in their own mind. And when they put their head down on the pillow at night, you have to have peace about your decision, and we'll help you get to that point of peace. But it's like maybe your number is 80% or 50% or 30%. Whatever that number is, you run to it. You don't look back. You allocate into that strength. But you know what? Even if you said 100%, I want to be like you, Dr. Kirk, I'll say, great. That's actually technically fundamentally the right answer. Because here's the problem that people have, that our advisors throughout the decades have been telling them, oh, you have to have a diversified portfolio. Diversification is the key to safety. It's like, no, it's not. You could diversify into 20 different Titanics. They all sink. Your diversification did you absolutely no good. The key to safety is simply this, being in the right place at the right time by understanding the trends, the legislative actions, the public policy, the global geopolitical dynamics. Once you understand that, you over-allocate into strength because diversification is not the key to safety. Right place at the right time is the key to safety.
Well, all that diversification thing is a BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street deal because they control all of that. And with that comes the control. With gold and silver, you're not politically connected now. They're not using your money against you behind the scenes.
Correct. See, it's your out, right? It's your, I'm no longer tied into their system, into their things like Bank for International Settlements, Unified Ledger, where they want to.
It's like a farmer with a bunch of vegetables. He can sell it to his neighbors. They can trade things.
Yeah, they can trade things. See, if you have something that has a title, a house, broker account, checking account, saving account title, you can actually packetize that and tokenize it, is what they call it, into a security instrument that then they can reprogram the owner.
Explain, that's derivatives.
That's derivatives, and this is ever since 2009, they changed the way that financial institutions have to file for bankruptcy.
Some houses are sold 100 times.
100 times. See, when they can take everything that you own out.
Then they play games. It's happened to my friends and family, people in the control room. They buy a house, it's sold 5 times in a year. They won't tell you where to send the money. Then they foreclose because you didn't send your payment to the right place.
So get the concept of what you just said. They sell it 5 times. It's because you give up ownership. After 2009, we gave up our ownership, unbeknownst to us, of our checking account.
Which they're planning with the ESG global collapse. They want to put us into a new pool to make us have access to the ESG, new global central bank digital currency. They're admitting we give up our rights into this pool. That's the plan.
So that's the plan.
What they did with mortgages, they're planning to do with everything. And I want this clip up front, the whole interview, when we post it. That's it.
That is
God Almighty.
Yeah, that we gave up our ownership, and now we're beneficial owners, which means we're the beneficiary. If they need our money for collateral to pay off their derivative debt, they can have it because
we
gave it up. So now we only get our money if they say, yeah, you can actually have it. We don't need it right now, because they use all of your assets as collateral, which means it's no longer our asset. You can't use something as collateral that you don't own.
So everything is going to be skills, gold, silver, guns, property, farming.
Yes, sir.
That's why Bill Gates is like, I'm out of everything. I'm all farming. The Chinese are like, we're buying up all the land in Africa, the U.S., Europe. And meanwhile, the globalists are going in, taking the farms in Ireland and in Scotland and mainly in the Netherlands and in Asia as well. They're just taking it for the environment. I mean, this is so they know it's all going down. They're going to make it about food. Why did Putin say 7 years ago, Russia's number one mission, he cut their defense budget? Look it up. 7 years ago, Putin cuts defense budget, announces organic farming, new national initiative. He said, we'll be the global seller. Putin already moved into food 7 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, this is why Bill Gates didn't sell his bajillions of acres of agricultural land that he has. When he's basically saying, I'm selling everything, except for some of my shares in Microsoft, because I need it for philanthropic causes, right? So why? Because he understands what's going to be important.
He's only putting into forced injections where he has a guaranteed profit and farmland.
Yes.
So he's putting into killing people and then having food to feed the survivors. He kills you with one hand, he feeds the survivors.
I mean, that's what his actions are telling us he's doing.
We got a few minutes left here, Captain Kirk. I'm sure you've heard that before.
A few times,
Dr. Kirk. No, seriously, though. What else you want to hit here? This is really important information.
You know, when Putin, you know, you mentioned Putin just now. When he said he was going to de-dollarize the world, he said that in Tucker's
first interview. First, he geared up the food. That's when you really know he's getting ready to go to the bunker.
Yeah.
Like, food's number one thing, everybody.
Yeah. Yep. Food's number one. BRICS meeting last year, he says we're going to de-dollarize the world. He said it in Tucker's interview, they're going to de-dollarize the world. Alex, they're doing it. They are taking demand away from the U.S. dollar. They're taking away the petrodollar. They're taking away.
Why did the globalists position us for fall then?
Why did they position us for fall?
Yeah.
Because the BRICS nations want to be the world's reserve currency. They can't be the world's reserve currency. I don't care if they have.
Well, this is a Chinese double cross with BlackRock against us.
I would say so. They can't be the world's reserve currency if the U.S. dollar is still in the sandbox as the world's reserve currency. So they can set up all the superstructure, everything that they want.
And our own leaders attack Russia to push everyone to this.
Yes. See, the one.
Now, that's next-level thinking.
That is next-level thinking. They're playing a masterful chess game, right? They've got the countries, 70% of the world's population. They've got the political superstructure, the economic superstructure, the manufacturing, the defense, and all of that. Now they just need to get rid of the U.S. dollar. See, they're doing this concurrently with the parallel. So they're raising the value of their currencies by trading back and forth in their currencies, not the U.S. dollar. Same time they're doing that, they're taking away demand of the U.S. dollar. They're sinking that ship while raising their own. It's a brilliant game, Alex.
And while they put more sanctions on Russia and blow up Nord Stream to Europe, that just depresses those economies and forces everybody into BRICS. And we're on hundreds of radio stations, so I should do this. People that want to know how to get in touch with Dr. Kirk Elliott, you can call 720-605-3900 and ask any questions. They're great people that can help you. They're really wonderful and polite and very nice. You can give them a call. Very helpful. That's 1-720-605-3900. or KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold for radio listeners. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3920. Or just search engine Dr. Kirk Elliott, as in Captain Kirk. All right. We're almost out of time here. You got a lot of stuff we didn't get to. What else do you want to hit?
You know, Evergrande. Last thing, we were talking about real estate. Commercial real estate's collapsing. You've got all the stuff, you know, Warren Buffett, Blackstone, they want to buy real estate at discounted prices. China, in China, Evergrande was the largest real estate company in the world. They just went through bankruptcy. They had to settle for what? Their investors get $1 for every 100 that they invest. It was a 99% collapse in their bond.
Ponzi scheme. Ponzi scheme. I saw 3 years ago where you called it was going to go down. I saw that video.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. We saw it coming then. And see, here's the ramifications going to happen, which is why I think Basel III, why the bank funding, the bank temp funding program, all that emergency funding.
So China's the first big domino.
They're the first big domino, but you've got global banks. And what did the bankruptcy court in China say? It said, oh, it's foreign investors that aren't going to get paid back. The Chinese investors, we will get them paid back, but they lose 99% of their value. This is going to have a ripple effect throughout the banking industry, which is why we started this show with, I think banking crisis 2.0 is right amongst us. It's coming. And the Evergrande thing, which is now resurfacing after a couple of years of when we exposed it before, it's happening, Alex. These things are happening, and it's going to have a ripple effect among the
banks. That's why Trump said, I hope the collapse happens before.
Yeah.
They put the CNN headline up. They spun it, he hopes for collapse. And we said, I hope it happens before I get in.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows it's imminent.
It's imminent.
That's why they're all building bunkers. They're running around scared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you hear all this stuff, just know that the end of the system is at hand, right? When you look at reserve currencies throughout the world, most of them last about 80 to 100 years. 80 to 100. We became the world's reserve currency during Bretton Woods, you know, in 1944. We're 80 years into this experiment. Prior to us, it was United Kingdom. They were 108 years. Prior to that, it was like Spain, Portugal, Netherlands. They last about 100 years, and then they just extinguish themselves. It's like they get tired, these currencies.
We're in a giant new turning. Kirk Elliott, you know me, I mix everything. I keep calling Kirk Elliott. Kirk Elliott, Dr. Kirk Elliott is our guest. Go to KEPM.com/gold or call 720-605-3900 if you want to get a great deal on bullion and great advice. Thank you so much. We're going to take this interview. And we're going to air it in a few weeks. I'm going to add clips and documents, and I'm going to go back to your previous interviews and show the date. We made predictions and show where it happened. So that's the next thing we'll do.
Awesome, brother.
And you won't have to fly here to Austin, though. I love hanging out with you. All right, we got a guest host coming up. I got some other news I'm going to hit before they take over. Stay with us, Infowars.com/show and band.video. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Great job, crew. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.